enjoyed the meeting. Don't know when I've had my mind to go so many different ways. So many beautiful thoughts has been brought to our attention. I've been reminded of so much of my life has been religious. It's a lot of difference in religion and Christianity. Paul, he makes a lot of statements that, as a preacher was preaching to us, that teaches us a lot of difference. Paul could preach it because he knew what it was to be a Pharisee.
Yes, he did.
A thought come to my mind that there was a certain man that went from Jerusalem down to Jericho.
Yeah.
And here comes the law and looks upon him.
Yeah.
He's half dead. He's beaten. He's stripped. He's been robbed. And the law can't do him no good.
That's right.
It simply passes by on the other side.
Right.
And here comes religion, and it can do no better.
Yeah.
And it looks at him. It sees the condition it is in. But it passes by.
Yeah.
But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, he was looking for somebody to help.
Yes, he was.
I wish God would tend to our hearts.
Amen.
I find in Psalms 35, I believe, 18, an expression that David makes, and David classifies himself right where Brother Farris has told us we was. If you've studied the 51st Psalm, you'll find out that he will go all the way back to conception and prove that he's a sinner.
That's right.
He'll prove that it started out that the head of the stream was polluted, and all could ever come from him would be pollution.
That's right.
If he was shapen in iniquity and in sin, his mother conceived him, then that was a start. And if you could go back and fix that, but if you don't, he'll stay polluted. But I believe 1835, he makes a statement, and I might be altogether wrong, but I believe it's 35. Yeah, I said, "Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great."
Mm-hmm.
And him recognizing who he was could say, "Thy gentleness hath made me great." Not thy condemnation.
Right.
You see, the law on one occasion had found a woman, and he said, taken in the very act of adultery. And so they bring him to our Lord to see what doth the Lord say.
Yeah. Amen.
They want to know what the law says, and they know what the law says. That she's been to be stoned to death.
Yeah.
They didn't realize and had not studied the scripture that taught that he would come, and that he would come not to condemn the world,
right,
but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
They carried the woman to the wrong person.
Amen.
For condemnation.
Yes.
They carried her to a throne of grace, and so he just stoops down on the ground and begins to write. And I don't know what he was writing with his finger, but he asked them, "What does the law say?" And they knew the law. Many of us know the law. We know the practice of the Old Baptist, but it ain't an ounce of compassion in us.
That's right.
They knew what the law said, but they had no compassion for the woman. Don't you think our Lord knew what the law said? He was the lawgiver. He was tracing them back to the time that he gave Moses the law on Mount Sinai when he wrote it with his finger in a stone, and now he's writing it in the ground. And he's just writing. And he don't even look up. He don't recognize us when we don't have compassion. He didn't even lift his eyes to those people, but said, "He that's without sin, let him cast the first stone." And they began to be condemned in their own heart. And the Bible said they went out from the least to the greatest. And the woman was there with Christ alone. What a good place to be.
Amen.
How great it is when great sinners can find to be not condemned in His presence. Sometimes I get around just old Baptists and I feel like I'm just condemned to be there. But in the presence of my Lord, isn't that something that sinners can go sit down and eat with Him? And He understands our case. Remembers that we're only dust. Because He knows our frame. As a father pitieth the son that serves Him, even so the Father pitieth them that fear Him, those that reverence Him. He said, "Woman, where is thy accusers?" And she said, "I have none." He didn't say a thing about accusation. He said, "Woman, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Have you heard people use that she couldn't be a member of the church because the Lord told her to go instead of the come? I'd hate to think that one that had been forgiven of the Lord and not condemned of God could not be a member of an old Baptist church. If that's the way it is, you're too good for me.
That's right. Amen, brothers.
Neither do I condemn thee. David said, "His gentleness hath made me great."
Yes.
He's actually saying His goodness. You can't have gentleness without goodness. Another word, a little change here. His goodness has made me great. If there's any greatness, David said, it had to be His goodness. Ain't no goodness in me. There's none good. No, not one. If we're going to be made great in this life, it'll have to be His gentleness. It'll have to be His goodness. That'll do it. We get mixed up sometimes and we think it's our goodness getting something done. Never has happened.
That's right.
Everywhere I read about the children coming through the Red Sea, I find it was a great deliverance of God.
That's right. Great.
Moses could stretch out his staff, but God said He brought them out with a stretched out arm and a mighty hand. God took all the glory. He done it through Moses, and Moses' job was letting God work through him. And I mean, it was God's job to bring him out of Egypt, and Moses' job to give God the credit for him.
Amen.
And the glory.
Amen.
And the honor. I believe it was Brother Ed talked last night about when the disciples said, "Send them away," and he said, "Feed them."
Yeah.
He fed 5,000, besides women and children. And then again, 4,000 besides women and children.
Yeah.
Little boy didn't know he had enough lunch to go around, but he did when he gives it to the Lord, don't
Amen.
He?
That's right.
You reckon when he packed that lunch that morning, he thought he could feed 5,000 besides women and children? Little is much when God's in it.
Amen.
God took those little fishes and bread, and He blessed it, and He broke it, and He gave it to the disciples. And they passed it out to them sitting in the green grass, and they're sitting by 50s, I believe it was. And then they get on a boat, and He's telling them to beware of unleveling, to beware of dogs. And they said, "He's talking to us because we didn't bring no bread." And He said, "Don't you remember when I fed the 5,000? And don't you remember when I fed the 4,000? I thought the apostles fed them." No, they just passed it out. God fed them.
Amen.
And the only thing that ever feeds God's people is a minister that's passing out
Amen.
What God gives him.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And we give credit sometimes where credit is not due. We're only reflected light. If God don't give us no light, we're in as much darkness as any other man.
That's right.
He said, "Thy gentleness hath made me great."
Yeah.
Now that little word, if you'll keep running it on down, means thy providence. How could God be good in general and not providentially help us and take care of us?
Uh-huh.
Thy providence has made me great. In other words, then God's goodness is only the root of, and the flower is the providence of God. God had elected and chose us before the world began, but in time He did do what He promised to do, and still providentially helping us all the way. In fact, that word providence has come from a little word simply meaning to help. You wouldn't be in the house today without the help of God.
Right. Amen.
Thy help has made me great. Thy providence has made me great. And half the time when God has blessed me in my life, I was thinking I needed to go this way, and He carried me that way, and I grumbled all the way, but His providence hath made me great. His gentleness and His goodness hath made me great. Oh, we don't know which way we need to go, but we thank God that He knows the right way.
Amen.
And to think that God would do that for people that hated Him.
Mercy.
And He goes up that mountain, that company of fallen Him. Pilate had just decided, I find in Him no fault at all. Not one fault could be found in Him. His wife had said, do you see that you have no dealings with that just man? He had suffered many things in a vision. She said, I've suffered many things in a vision because of Him. There wasn't even any guile found in His mouth. And He said, they hated me without a cause. And we've been trained that we don't never hate God. Our nature was hatred toward God. It was enemy of God. We are not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can we be. If you never was like that, then you never was shapen in sin and conceived in, conceived in sin and shapen in iniquity. John the Baptist might come and remember the time he is like that, but he is like that.
That's right.
Thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou help, thy providence. And then that's another little word that enters and fits in there. Thy condescending hath made me great. Thy gentleness. What you think brought God from glory's world to this valley of sin and sorrow? But His goodness, His gentleness,
and
His providence, and His willingness to aid, and His willingness to help those that couldn't help Himself.
That's right.
Him coming down. In other words, He said, David is saying, he become little that we could become big. He had to come down. Well, can you imagine how far He condescended? How low He humbled Himself. And why did He humble Himself? So He could be exalted? He already was exalted before He came.
That's right. Amen.
He didn't become anything but flesh. He was already God. He wasn't God, Junior.
Amen.
He was God. And in Psalms 22, when He talks about His death, the last two verses said, and a seed shall serve Him, and it'll be accounted for a generation. And they shall come and declare His righteousness to a people that shall be born, that He hath done this.
Yes. Amen.
A seed shall serve Him. Him condescending, Him coming down to serve. I'll tell you what. God ain't got no grandchildren either.
That's right. Amen.
Just children.
Yeah.
And it will be accounted for a generation. Don't you think that those people over there, years and years ago, when it said you're a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, thought it was them? And here we are reading it. We believe it's us. It's the same. It's a generation of God's people. Those that He come to serve the Father in the room instead. And it would be counted to a generation.
Amen.
Everything He done, put on our account. And everything that we done, put on His account. His coming down, His condescending. Can you see Him strip Himself of His glory and coming down? The God that spoke worlds into existence, that made all things that was made, and without Him not anything was made that was made.
That's right.
Coming down and entering, placing himself as a seed in a virgin.
Yes.
Can you imagine? His coming down hath made me great. Where would you be if he hadn't come down?
That's right.
His gentleness hath made me great.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to Psalms 103, he begins to tell us how far. He said, God hath not dealt with us according to our iniquity, but he dealt with somebody according to it.
Yes, he did.
But he hath not dealt with us.
That's right.
According to our iniquity, but he dealt with his son according
right.
to our iniquity. And said, so far as the east is from the west, so far hath God removed our iniquities from us.
Yeah.
And then he goes on down and as he begins to tell how God pities us and all that and how he's exalted us, he said, but as for man, he's as a flower. He's as a flower of the field, and he blooms, and the wind blows, and he passes, and he passes away, and the place thereof remembers him no more.
Yeah.
But there's another but God.
Yeah.
But God's mercy,
yeah. right.
which is from everlasting to everlasting. You know what he just done with his mercy? He made that little frail life that he had mercy on before the world began, going to have mercy on it when the world ends, just as eternal as he was. That little flower that even a big foot could come and step on and squash it, and it's gone. What is our life but just a vapor of smoke that appears for a little while and it vanishes away? Or some big mouth come along and just bite it off in the infancy. Young people, you don't have no promise for tomorrow, no more than I do.
Right.
I've preached about as many funerals of people younger than me as I have older than me.
Mm-hmm.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting.
Yeah.
It didn't get started when you got here.
That's right.
Thank God it ain't going to end. It didn't have no beginning because it's always been with God and he'll have no ending, making us vessels that are just as fragile, just dust, just as eternal as he is. Ain't that mercy? You'll live with God in heaven forever and ever because of his goodness, because of his gentleness, not because of anything you've done, but because of his condescending. He came down. And that little seed served him. It was accounted for a generation. But he ain't through going down.
Mm-hmm.
While he's getting bigger, he's still going down. And when he suffered wicked hands, if you'll study Psalms 22, it shows you the wrath of man that was upon him and also the wrath of God at the same at the same place. That's why he don't have nobody in trust. He can't trust man. He can't lay his head down. Thank God we can lay our head on his bosom now, we that was enemies of God, but he sure couldn't lay his head on our bosom.
Right.
Had no place to lay his head, Brother Flash, you're right. And he goes on town, tells how I prayed to God, but then, you see, he can't lay his head on God.
No.
God is done forsaken. Why can he lay his head when he's dying in your room instead? You crying out, crucify him, and God pouring out his wrath upon him. He don't have nowhere to lay his head.
That's right.
By the way, I read over there where he showed his hand and he said, where did you get these wounds?
Oh, yes.
And he said, well, I got them in the house of my friends. Yes. Listen, if you want enemies, he couldn't say that.
That's right.
Because you got him on this side of the cross. He's been crucified. And listen, it was God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And then when he shows his hands, he'll have to show that you're a friend because you done been made a friend
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
And given us the word of reconciliation. So on the other side of the cross, they can ask him where you got your wounds. I got them in the hands of my friend. I'll tell you, we weren't always his friends. And if he hadn't have come down and been willing to suffer in our room instead, we'd have never been made friends with God. It was God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. He condescended. But he's got to go lower than that. He got to go farther than you'll ever go.
Lord, yes.
All Adam got you was in a state of death and trespass and sin. He's not only going to get under that for you.
Yeah.
He said in the fullness of time,
yeah,
God sent forth His Son made of a woman,
yeah,
made under the law, that He might redeem them that was under the law. What did He say He's going to buy you back from? He's going to buy you out from under the law. That's what He said. Redeems means to buy back. And He said, made under the law, that He might redeem them that was under the law. Bought you and paid for you and brought you out from under that law.
Yeah.
And I know one of those laws had to be. We want to get out from under the law, the Ten Commandments. I don't think if we're God's children, if we need to be out from under no moral laws like that. But I'm going to tell you one law you're out from under, and I know for sure. If so be that Christ dwelleth in your bosom this morning, you're out from under the law of sin and death.
Amen.
And He redeemed you out from under that law because He got under it.
Yes.
And every death that you're going to have, He had to taste on the cross. And He done it all in that 3 hours. And wasn't allowing an eyeball to see Him because He just caused darkness.
Amen.
To cover the lamp. You couldn't get in no way. The only high priest could be in there.
Right.
It might have been dark, but the high priest seen what was going on, and that's all could get in the Old Testament,
that's
wasn't
right.
it?
That's right.
But I'll tell you, it ain't all can go in now. Because God is satisfied with the offering.
Amen.
And He just rent that temple, that veil in twain, and we can look in and see what God has done for us.
Yeah.
Over yonder, we couldn't even look in, and if you did get a glimpse in there, it was too dark to see. The Old Testament's darkness. It's just a type, just shadows and types. But He goes low in that, even to being dead and trespassing sin. That's just as low as I am. But He goes low in that. He pays the price. I couldn't have done that.
That's right.
I could have, but it would have took a long, long time.
Yeah.
Well, I've come to never got it paid.
That's right. Amen.
Right.
No end.
How in the world can He pay it in 3 hours?
Mercy.
I believe it still took Him longer to pay it than it did the first Adam to break it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I still believe sometimes that we still spending too much time at the knowledge of the tree of knowledge and not quite enough time at the tree of life. But you see, I got in trouble at a tree.
Yeah.
And I got out of trouble at a tree. But He condescended. And now He's going to go to hell. He's going to taste hell. He's going to taste death. He's going to taste hell. Aren't you glad that the Father won't suffer His soul to stay in hell? Nor His body to see corruption. But he went to hell. He went as deep as it needed to go. And ain't no way my mind can comprehend God to start with. And I sure can't comprehend Him taking eternal wrath off of me and doing it in 3 hours and paid every bit of it. I tell you what, He didn't cheat the Father.
That's right.
I don't understand how He done it. But bless His name, He done it.
Yeah.
And He done it in 3 hours.
Amen.
And God was totally satisfied and proved it when He raised Him from the dead both times.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Down the cross and then out of the tomb.
That's right. Amen.
And He proved He's raised Him, and the Father's done back in fellowship the Son, and the Son said, Father.
Yeah.
Ain't God no more.
That's right. Amen.
Father, into Thine hand. Come in my spirit.
Amen.
Something's done happened, but He done cried out, I finished the work He got done. We're always talking about starting something. Christ just come to finish something.
Yeah, right.
It had been started before the world began, and every time you hear Him talk about it, He's talking about, I've come to finish it.
Yeah.
Come to finish.
Yeah,
after well, He said, I have a meat to eat that you know not of, and my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish. The work.
Amen.
He didn't come to start nothing.
Right.
Well, like He started salvation, we could finish it, but He finished it. He didn't come to start it. He come to finish it.
Yeah. Right.
And he finished it.
Yes.
But he condescended in the wrath of God that poured out upon him.
Mercy.
I've always saw the ark in the Old Testament, Noah's ark, as a type of Christ. And I see all that wrath that was to be poured out upon this world poured out upon a little ark floating in it, just floating right along. But every drop of rain fell on the ark. Not one drop. I don't even believe it leaked. It'll never make me believe it leaked.
Amen.
I don't believe I'll taste one bit of the wrath of God.
That's right.
Amen.
That's how much we should trust Him, isn't it?
Amen.
And as that rain fell out on the ark, one family just saved as they could be, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
If you can show me where God ever delivered but one family,
yeah,
I'll show you where God could deliver all people.
That's right.
But I can't find but one family coming out of Egypt, and that's the Hebrews. I don't care how bad them Egyptians wanted to get on the other side. Ain't no promised land for them.
No.
And in Christ, one family, when He was dying, when He has tasted, yeah, thy gentleness have made me great.
Yeah.
One family in Christ, His elect family.
That's right.
Was in, yeah, Him. And by the way, they say, Brother Rachel, what's all them animals represent? All I know is it represented is in Christ we have everything to sustain us.
Amen. Amen, brother.
For all time and all eternity. Did you, amen, know you're still being sustained by the things, some of the things that was on the ark?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's, right, enough thing. God had to put enough stuff in the ark to take care of the 8 souls, didn't He?
Amen.
Because everything else is going to be gone. And one of these days is when the wrath of God is literally going to be poured out on this world. Everything's going to be gone. But it's enough in Christ to sustain us. Everything we need is in Him. We don't need to have to figure out anything, get any new programs, get any new plans. We just need to figure out the one that's already in Him.
Amen.
And get a little bit of light on them.
Amen.
We don't have to invent nothing, come up with nothing. He's already here,
amen,
to sustain us. He condescended Him. His gentleness made us great. He goes into hell. I see Him as pure going in, minus my sins, as I see Him coming out. There's no impurity in Him, even when He's made sin. He's still pure, but your sin was on Him. And that's what separated between Him and His Father. He still didn't make Him a sinner. He didn't make Him active.
No.
He had never committed sin.
No.
He was simply made sin. Sin was just transferred and put on His account. Now He become as guilty as if he had done it Himself. But I want you to understand, He didn't do it.
That's right.
I done it. I done it.
Yes.
And you done it.
Yes.
And He died for it. That's the way it is, as best I understand it. But He was just as pure. I believe that He loved us that was crying, crucify Him, crucify Him.
Yes.
I believe He loved God, His Father, that was pouring all His wrath upon Him.
Yeah, that's
mercy. He was love, and He couldn't quit being love. That was His nature.
That's right.
And just like a sinful nature that's hatred and it can't change, it's going to have a change. And that's why the dead alien sinner can't get out of hell. He can't quit hating. And that's why our Lord could get it done and finish it, because He never started hating. He didn't hate them that crucified Him, and He didn't hate the God that poured His wrath out upon
Him.
But He loved us both.
Mercy.
And took God by one hand and us by the other.
Yeah.
And pulled us to His bosom.
Yeah.
And reconciled us to God.
Amen.
Because He loved both.
Yeah.
So to me, His purity was like a giant float, and hell like a bottomless pit. Some way or another, a dead alien sinner will never get to the bottom of it, and Christ went clean to the bottom. I don't know how far it was, but He had to get it all done.
Amen.
And He goes all the way to the bottom, but when He gets to the bottom, and His sins paid for, ain't nothing but His purity to bring Him right straight. And He arose! And He rose because He was pure. And sin had been paid for. If it hadn't have been paid for, He'd have never arose.
That's right, brother.
Living proof. He made us righteous.
Yes.
And He was raised to declare the same.
Amen.
That we were made righteous.
Yes.
He was raised to see that we would be acquitted. His gentleness has made us great.
Amen.
not ours. But wouldn't it be something if we'd try to imitate him a little sometimes? And we're told even us to humble ourselves that we might be exalted. We're taught to pray for one another. We're taught to enter in our closets and to pray. Now, of course, you can get in a closet and nothing in there. If you get in one of my closets, you're going to have to tie.
Yeah.
Well, you get my wife's closet. I let her take care of the closet. But she has to pick out my clothes and all, so she ought to take care of the closet. She has to wash them and clean them, so that's her closet. But that ain't what it's talking about, not necessarily, because you can have a whole lot of stuff in a closet. But you get to a place, an enclosure, where you close everything out for God.
Amen.
I don't care how empty the room is. If you can't get it all out of your mind, you still ain't found a closet.
Right.
You ain't found an enclosure.
Amen.
Where you just talk to God.
Amen.
But you need to remember that everything He tells you, you can do. Because His gentleness hath made us great. God bless you.
Amen.